Hey, everyone. It's Howie D. from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we've got the guitarist Scott Hedrick from Skeleton Witch.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. What's going on, brother?
Not much. It's just it's Friday. After we do this, I'm probably going to go have a bunch of drinks and not pack for the upcoming tour like I should be doing.
Yeah, it's coming close. What, next week, right?
Yeah, we kick off next Friday in Chicago.
Okay, excellent, man. Let's get started. It's hard to believe that it's been 10 years since the first CD. You guys must be pretty happy with the way these things have been going, especially this last couple of years. Things are starting to really blow up for you.
Yeah, things are going very well. It's funny. 10 years goes by so damn fast, you don't even realize it.
And then
all of a sudden, you see how young people are at the shows, and you start to really feel old. But I mean, it's a blast, and like you said, you know, the last two records in particular, really the last record, Serpents Unleashed, things really, you know, kind of kicked up a notch, and a lot more people took interest in the band, and it sold, you know, significantly better than the others. So it's nice after all this time to sort of feel, you know, just feel a little more support or enthusiasm or even, you know, buzz about Skeleton, which then has been in the past.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You guys, you're on Prosthetic Records. It's been, what, a few years since, like, 2007. How did you get hooked up with them? Was it, did they approach you, or did you kind of find them, or?
You know, it was a classic, old-school story that you don't hear very much, which is we recorded and self-released a record, and, you know, we sent it out to every single label we could think of that was a rock or metal label. I mean, you know, all the usual suspects, and then labels you've probably never heard of. And sure enough, you know, a year goes by, and we hear back from a handful of labels, Metal Blade, Prosthetic, Nuclear Blast, and they all said no.
Oh, wow.
So then we went and recorded an EP and did a bunch more touring, opened up, you know, for bigger acts that came through the Ohio area, sent the EP out to everybody, and then we got a handful of labels hitting us back and seeing the difference between, you know, the music and also what we'd accomplished on our own as far as getting our name out there.
Absolutely.
Then Prosthetic, you know, and a couple other labels took notice and wanted to sign us. We ended up deciding to go with them over a couple others.
No, that's awesome. Hey, two things I wanted to touch on that you got to be a part of that I think are just huge. The first one, what was it like, man, doing the big Danzig Blackest of the Black tour? That must have been crazy.
Oh man, it was the best. That was the first like large scale tour we've done where, you know, we're playing rooms of like 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And so it was a huge deal for us. And you know, we'd never played to rooms that big, but we're also, all of us are huge Danzig fans, whether it's, you know, solo stuff, The Misfits, all of it, Sam Hain.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know, beside ourselves about the whole thing. And Glenn was awesome. He was really, really fucking cool to us, and I don't know if I have time to tell you a real quick Danzig story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so on the this would be the first night of tour, and we finished playing, and we're in our dressing room, which was a new concept to us as well, having a dressing room. And we go down, we watch most of Glenn's set, and we come back up to our room when he's about done, and we're partying, getting kind of drunk, and just having the time of our lives. And all of a sudden, there's this knock on the door, and we go to open it, and then the door just kicks open, and it's Glenn and like two of his bodyguards, and he comes in and he's like, my dressing room is right next door to you guys, what the fuck is so funny, all I can hear is Skeleton Witch carrying on in here, like, shut up. And we just freeze and we're like, oh no, Glenn is a dick and we're kicked off the tour, this sucks. And then it's just dead silence for like 10-15 seconds. And then Glenn goes, no, I'm just messing with you guys. What's up, man? I'm Glenn. Welcome to the tour. And he went and shook everybody's hand and, you know, as if he needed to tell each of us, I'm Glenn.
He did.
Anyway. And he was like, you know, my dressing room is next door. I have a pool table in there tonight and I have tons of beer. Why don't you guys come and hang out and like just, you know, make yourself at home.
Wow.
And he was like that the rest of the time.
That's awesome. Because you hear mixed stories about him, you know, so you never know what's true. So
it's true. But it's interesting thing is, you know, when you talk to a lot of bands who get to know him, you hear a lot of great things, and when you talk to the press, you get a different story.
Yeah,
and I think
true.
Glenn's not a big fan of the press, is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, yeah. I want to touch on this one just real briefly. Ozfest, that must have been a huge experience for you guys. You got to do that back in, 2010? Last year, I think, for the Ozfest.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was the last year for it.
Yeah.
No, that was really fun, and we had two really good friends with us on that run, which was Goat Horror, who we're really tight with, and a band called Saviors from San Francisco. And having those guys along for the ride was great. And it was a really cool experience, and I'm pretty sure on the last day of Ozfest, trying to make Evan and I some kind of like half-assed Bloody Marys, I broke Ozzy's juicer in the dress, the catering area.
That's awesome. Hey, let's get to some new stuff, man. Your most recent album, Serpents Unleashed, came out late last year. It's your fifth CD. How do you feel you guys have changed or grown since the first CD?
Well, I think it sounds a hell of a lot better, and that's due to a lot of factors. I mean, you know, the most obvious is budget and time, or budget, yeah. Which provides more time in the studio. You know, with each record, we learn a little bit more in the studio. We learn a little bit more as we're writing, you know, about how to construct songs, you know, what is the sort of quintessential skeleton, which sound, and then how do we sort of, you know, elaborate on that or expand upon it or you know, write new songs with sort of within our realm. So, you know, it's just experience playing, experience in the studio, having, you know, the just those years behind you where you just gotta, you know, you live and you learn, so to speak. And it's kind of a cliched response, but I mean, it's true. We're all a lot older. We all, you know, don't party as hard as we used to. We everything, you know, we're able to reflect on all the stuff we've done, good and bad, and you know, make better decisions going forward. So
yeah, absolutely. Now, I know it's cliche to say this, but many people are considering this new album your best stuff to date, and I know it's popular to say that always the new one's the best, but do you guys also feel the same way that this is your best yet?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we wouldn't have put it out if we didn't feel that way. You know, and you can tell. I mean, I think the one of the things that I guess we could point to if we wanted to back it up is just that it's almost unanimous amongst the critics, which we don't typically care too much what the critics say.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to make a point, I can point to them and say, well, even though usually they have varying opinions, it seems to be unanimous that this is our strongest release to date. So they sort of can validate, I guess, that for us since they're all saying that. Another big part of that was the production by Kurt Ballou. I don't know if you're familiar with Kurt, but he's the guitarist in Converge.
Okay.
And he's produced a lot of different records from High on Fire to Us to like new wavy stuff like this band called Beast Milk, which is really cool. And
okay.
He's done a lot of stuff. And what he was able to do, I think, was so far he was the most successful at transferring the energy of a live Skeleton Witch show to like to a recording.
Okay.
To, you know, what's typically a sort of static environment.
Yeah, yeah. You guys just the other day released the video for the song Unending or Living. Great video, man. Who thought of the concept for the video?
That was Chance. It was Chance, our singer, and the guys at Turnstile Films in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
They do great stuff. They do music videos for all kinds of different, you know, genres and stuff, and even short films and documentaries. And they're a really interesting group of people. And this is their third video they've done for us. And it was sort of a collaboration between them and Chance. And I was sort of just the logistics guy about planning everything, helping try to find the space and the time where we could all do it. So that's usually how things work out.
Cool.
Hey, yeah, what's the boring shit?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, one more, and I'll let you go, man. You guys are getting ready to hit the road for a pretty extensive 2-month U.S. and Canada tour. Are these all going to be headline shows?
You know, half of them are going to be headlining, and we're going to have support from Ghoul and Black Anvil, and then the other half we are supporting Amon Amarth, who are
excellent.
Those guys are great. This will be our third U.S. tour we've done with those guys throughout the years, so. We've become really good friends with them, and in fact, they invited us over to play a show. Well, we were over in Europe doing festivals, and they said, hey, instead of playing this tiny little club show in between these fests, why don't you open up for us? There'll be like 5,000 people.
Yeah, sure.
they're really cool. It's nice to have friends that'll let you do that.
No, that's awesome. Hey, everybody, we've been talking to guitar player Scott Hedrick from Skeleton Witch. The latest CD, Serpents Unleashed, is out now, so make sure you pick that up. And actually, I have some dates coming close to us here in Detroit. September 6th, they'll actually be in Cleveland at the Agora Ballroom. And then back here in Detroit, Royal Oak Music Theater on October 31st for a big Halloween show. So, Scott, man, thanks so much for your time, brother. I appreciate it.
Much appreciated.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.